Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Am I more concerned with how I'm perceived or with being faithful to Christ? Now, sport often comes with self-promotion, right? From amateur to elite, from youth to adult, whatever your world of sport, we want to project an image and share with others or withdraw them to us. The ever-increasing digital world provides a great space for our highlight reels to be seen by others and for us to be the main character of any good news. In contrast, Paul describes in this chapter not self-promotion, but his primary motives and methods for sharing the good news of Jesus with those in Thessalonica. Paul reminds the Thessalonians that sharing the gospel was not easy. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously, but with the help of our God, we dare to tell you his gospel. Verse 2 of the second chapter. Standing firm to share faith often involves different treatment from others. And in sport, that may look like being misunderstood, being left out, feeling on the outside, or being the focus of comments or jokes. Paul did not seek praise, approval, or personal gain. Look at verses 4 to 6 of the second chapter. Instead, he shared the gospel faithfully and gently. Verse 7 tells us this. And to demonstrate his love to those around him, he shared the good news of Jesus and his life with them also. Look at verse 8 on the second chapter. In a sporting world full of people focused on how they are perceived, using all kinds of methods to get personal praise, approval and gain, what's it look like for you to stand firm to share the gospel? Faithfully and gently? Relationally in the lives of those you train and compete with beyond the commitments of sport? These verses help us see that standing firm to share doesn't mean being loud or forceful. It means being present, consistent, authentic, courageous, and caring for others over ourselves. In sport, faith is often revealed more through character than conversation, through integrity in and out of competition, how we deal with the pressure of competing and being in social environments, humility in our successes, and showing grace and ownership in our failures. You see, people watch how we live a life of faith distinctly in the world we share with them. These verses, they highlight a great challenge for us in the time we've been given to the relationships around us in sport. Are we in the lives of teammates beyond training and competing? Can they say of us that they know our love for them because of our willingness to share our time and Jesus with them? So as you compete today, ask yourself, am I more concerned with how I'm being perceived or with being faithful to Christ? Standing firm to share may simply mean being consistently present and open about your faith, praying when it's costly, answering questions honestly when they come. See, God doesn't place us in sport by accident. Our presence matters. To be witnesses of the good news of Jesus, living out a life of faith shaped by faith, love, and hope. So let's pray. God, give me courage to stand firm and share my faith through both words and actions. Purify my motives and help me be present in the lives of those you put around me. Help me represent Christ with humility and integrity in my sporting world. Amen.
Finally, take a few minutes now to pray for those in your club or team who don't yet know Jesus. Pray that you'd have an opportunity to speak to them about Jesus this game day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.